For the last 2 to 3 years, our CEO, Greg Brown, and Dr. Sanjay Jha have been working pretty aggressively to divide the company into two different organizations. We'll be part of Motorola Solutions, which will really focus on all of our businesses aside from cellular telephones and the cable set-top boxes. Those businesses will remain with Motorola Mobility, which is MMI.
So why do this? Why break up the two pieces?
Really, it really gets to shareholder value and the customers that we serve. If you take a look at the businesses, take it to the lowest common denominator, you could say that we really serve the enterprise, meaning government, public safety, and business. And for the most part, the other business, the mobility side, really serves the consumer. And so those two different approaches really require different investment when you take a look at the customers that you want to serve and the technology that you want to innovate in. And we just feel that we can much better serve our government customers, public safety, and our business customers now with that complete focus on that enterprise space. And Dr. Sanjay Jha and his excellent team will focus on the consumer side.
And so what does it mean for your federal customers? Why should they care about this?
I think for our federal customers, and I'm glad you asked that question, I think for our federal customers, you're going to see quicker innovation. Certainly the way we have served them in the past and the way we'll serve them in the future, they probably won't see a lot of difference because I think we've maintained a very high quality, a high level quality of service to our customers. But I do believe that the return on investment in the innovation in the spaces that we serve today, whether that be two-way radio, hardened two-way radio, secure two-way radio, or mobile computing, that now we'll be focused really solely on that space, and we'll be able to take our R&D dollars and focus it on the development that we need to grow maybe at a faster clip moving forward.
You also have a lot of partners, of course. Does this have implications for them?
Yeah, in the federal space, we do probably about 40 to 50% of our business through partners. I certainly think getting back to the innovation piece, some of the things that our partners, quite frankly, have driven us in the direction of, whether that be application content for our mobile computing business or whether that be new services and content on our LMR systems, that, again, the innovation piece, I think, for our partners is going to come at a quicker clip, and I think they're going to be excited about that.
We're talking to Jim Mears. He heads up Motorola's federal business. And talk a little bit about, you know, it seems like we go through these periods where we pull things apart and then we put them back together. We pull them apart and we put them back together. And we're going through that period where things seem to be coming apart because I think people are looking for agility. They feel like more agility comes from that ability to focus on a core mission rather than trying to have to be all things to all people.
Yeah, you know, it kind of goes back to the old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Right.
I hired on 30 years ago, and our focus back then was really on the two-way communications. And from that business spawned the cellular phone industry that we invented along with some other things. So I do think we're going through a phase where, as you said, agility is key, especially in serving the federal government. I think you're seeing more of a drive towards COTS-type of products and services that maybe can be mission-centric to a certain degree, but they don't necessarily have to be an invented here by the government type of product. That way you can leverage things that are being done in the enterprise space, and you really drive down your total cost of ownership. And I think being focused on government, public safety, and enterprise, it does give us the agility to be more competitive, to be quicker on our feet, and to innovate at a quicker clip on the things that we bring to market today.
Peer into your crystal ball, because yours works better than mine, about what you see coming up.
Yeah, what's going to be ahead for us? Number one, our core business is obviously, and will continue to be for some time, land mobile radio. So continue to innovate on a couple of fronts there. One, continue to harden and make those systems even more secure as hackers continue to try to get into systems any way they can. So we'll continue to develop that. Number two, you'll continue to see us push aggressively towards standards-based architecture, which really allows the federal government to compete amongst a variety of vendors. So we'll continue to innovate to try and stay a step ahead and be the preferred vendor, but certainly aggressively pushing into standards as the government is pushing us to do that. And I think you'll also see us continue to innovate in the mobile computing space. The government really in the last couple of years has started to migrate from a lot of manual processes to automating some of those back office applications that they've invested in and kind of pushing the mobile worker, so that we can help people mobilize and connect when and where they need to. And that's going to be an important point and a big growth engine for us moving forward, is really in that mobile computing space.
And I keep hearing a lot about telework, and it seems like every year we talk a lot about telework, and yet it only inches forward of that also, according to your guys' business.
Yeah, I think the telework is definitely going to be a big piece, but even more than that, there are a lot of activities and job responsibilities that at the end of the day or during the day require people maybe to go back to a fixed location and batch things together. Also, some of the pencil and paper type of things that take place, whether it's somebody taking blood and instead of having pencil and paper, you can actually make and start an electronic medical record to track those tubes and to track those blood bags. There are a lot of things that can be automated to really drive down the cost inside of government through technology. And a lot of the products and systems that are out there today have been developed really for the enterprise space, and now the government's starting to leverage that, which I think will help them drive down some of their fixed costs.
Let me ask you one last question, and then I'll let you go. This age of austerity, it seems like all of a sudden there was this tidal wave that happened as 2010 went forward. What does it mean to you as a government contractor, as focusing on the federal business? How do you see this market changing in the coming year?
Yeah, in the coming year, and I guess I would say the coming years, I see it changing in a couple different ways. Certainly, I think the austerity program that most of us are on, and when I say most of us, not only government, but it's business, it actually helps to drive innovation because you have to do more with less. The other way that we're looking at it in serving the government is we think we've got a fairly rich and vast portfolio of commercially off-the-shelf products and services. And as the government looks to leverage some of those things from us and others, we feel like we're kind of in a position maybe to grab more share, because they may tend to migrate away from, as I said earlier, the invented here syndrome. Hey, what's out there today that maybe we can kind of make it mission-centric, but we don't have to start from A? We can pick it up halfway through the alphabet and still have the product we want at the end of the game. So I see that as an area that we're definitely going to focus on here at Motorola moving forward and serving the federal government, and hopefully going to be very successful.